Emergency services were called to the Horseshoes public house in Alton yesterday afternoon. The newborn baby girl was discovered in the toilets and confirmed dead by paramedics. Detectives have begun a major investigation and say their priority is to ensure the welfare of the mother. They describe what's happened as a tragic incident and are urgently appealing for her to make contact or seek medical help, saying she's been through an extremely traumatic ordeal.
Shops in England and Wales could be hit with £100 fines if they sell vapes illegally to children. Rishi Sunak also wants to restrict flavours to make them less appealing to youngsters. Scotland's also planning to ban disposable vapes. Iran insists it isn't responsible for a drone strike in Jordan, which killed three American troops on Saturday. President Biden's blaming Iranian-backed militias for the attack near the border with Syria and says the US will respond. Nearly 20,000 sexual assaults and complaints of harassment in NHS England mental health trusts have been uncovered, and investigations looked at cases involving both patients and staff since 2019. Experts are warning that obesity and alcohol consumption are driving up bowel cancer cases among young people in the UK. A study published in the journal Annals of Oncology suggests unhealthy lifestyle choices increase the risk of developing the disease. It's also shared concerns over death rates for the cancer in women of all ages. Here's NHS Dr. Sonia Edesara.
Despite all the advancements that we've had in modern medicine, we're seeing people at a younger age get illnesses, get conditions and get cancers at a younger age as well. And it's because as a population, we are becoming more unhealthy. People are more likely to be overweight.
The Football Association's looking into crowd trouble that disrupted yesterday's FA Cup fourth-round tie between West Brom and Wolves. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. I've not got my coat on. I've just got a jumper. I know, look at me. Temperature 14 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze going down to about 9 degrees overnight. Should remain dry. Sunshine from about 11 o'clock onwards peeking through the clouds on and off for most of the afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very, very good morning. How are you today? Thanks to Mikey Porter for 3 hours of brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, plus coming in 11:30 will be Natasha Radford from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street. We'll be having a chat with our mate Natasha about all things books and lots that's happening in the community. They always put on lots of community events at the Chicken and Frog, and lots of free events as well for children and adults to get involved with. Absolutely great. So what's happened to this microphone this morning? It's drooping a little bit. Here we go. Let's just tighten that belt. Don't want a droopy microphone. Good morning to Mrs. G. I've wished her happy birthday a month early. Sorry about that. In my head, I was like, oh, is Mrs. G's birthday? Happy birthday too. And it's not. I'm a month early. Sorry about that. Now, I had a lovely, lovely weekend. Fabulous weekend. I have to say good morning to Martin. I hope you haven't got a hangover, Martin. I went to Hotbox to the jam, the Uber jam. It was fantastic. The musicianship, Tommy on guitar, I mean, all of them were amazing. I think I might have seen Tommy before, but literally, his guitar work is incredible. You know, when you're like blown away, and he sings as well. Very fortunate that I got up and sung a couple of songs with the band. Absolutely loved it. Also have to give a shout out to Rachel Brooks, singer-songwriter who's been on my show. She was there. It was great to see her. She got up and sung as well. And there were loads of other, you know, saxophonists and guitarists and singers that got up on the night. It's a really good night, completely free to get in. So if you're in Chelmsford, last Sunday of every month, do have a pop down. It's great fun. So yeah, really, really good fun. Went out for something to eat beforehand. I had some Thai food. And, you know, I've always got to talk about food because, you know, I'm a foodie and greedy. But we had like sharing platter, which I thought was quite expensive, actually. But I had musumam or musumam curry, which has got like peanuts in it. I used to have one in London. There's a place called Tuk Tuk in London. Used to be years ago. And they used to do a musumam curry. It's beef and then it's peanuts and it was sweet potato. never tasted anything like it before or after because it was incredible. But this yesterday's food was exceptionally good. I love Thai food. I love it. Because I like coconut milk and I like peanuts and I like the flavours. It's probably one of my... In fact, if I had to choose between Chinese food, Indian food or Thai food, it would be Thai food. Yeah. So that was delicious. And then I made sure that I tried to eat a mint afterwards because I saw my lovely sister and her husband, Gary. Hello. And they came down to the music event as well. I kept saying to my sister, who's not a singer, I kept saying to her, I'm going to tell everybody that you've worked with Aretha Franklin when I got up on stage. She went, don't you dare. And then I'm going to say, come on, everybody, let's give her a bit of a round of applause, a bit of encouragement. She'll get up and sing because she's worked with Aretha Franklin. She's going, don't you say anything. But she's got a speaker. She speaks the same as me, same sort of tone. So I would presume that she could sing as well, but she says apparently not. I think it's to do with being shy, maybe. You know, she is a little bit shy. So maybe, you know, I'll get her up on stage. She did sing Happy Birthday once. I got to do that. Now we've got plenty of great music coming up on the show. Besides playing out some chart music and some classic tracks as well, we're going to mix in some best in independent music from Not Those Carpenters. That's with the first play. Stephen Duke, Nomad Band. We've got Neil March in the Music Sound. The Mighty Small Beat Bakery and Holly Berry as well. We've got Stereo Club, Rogue Effects, Sign of Crows as well, plus our classic track of the day, which I'll tell you about a little bit later, which is a song that I hadn't heard before, but it's from 2009. I was like, I really like that. So I went out this morning, I made sure I got a little bit of what, come on, guess what chocolate bar I've got. If you know me, you know what I've got. I can't help it. I don't think I've ever eaten as many of these in years, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a comfort thing, but oh, I've given you a clue. Many of these. Let me know what you think. I'm going to scoff. The question of the day: are you a tea or coffee drinker, or both? What's your preferred first hot drink in the morning? How do you take it? You can attach a picture if you like on my Facebook. Find me at Eat My Brunch, or you can find me at Eat My Brunch on Instagram as well. And on TikTok, it's Michelle Ward Music. Type in Michelle Ward Music. I come up all over the place with all my different socials, but the main ones are Eat My Brunch on Facebook and Eat My Brunch on Instagram. Loads of great feedback for the Beat Bakery song. They're doing so well, and it's that, you know, when you're an independent musician, you've got a new release, it's so hard to get your stuff out there, and they've got a really good fan base. A lot of people share their stuff as well, which is incredible, but they also write really good songs. And I will say, even if you do write really good songs, that doesn't, your success is no measure of your songwriting ability. Because I've had, you know, guests in the studio that are tremendous musicians. Yesterday at Uber Jam, the musicianship was incredible, okay? Now, none of those people are multimillionaire musicians, but they are incredible. So it doesn't always work that way. It's just, you know, as I said, I get plenty of musicians in this studio that are incredible that don't sell a lot. And I have to say, I keep getting, like, little messages from, like, Spotify and Apple Music, because I'm on there, right, okay, with the stuff, the EP that I put out. And I got, and the other day, then this morning or yesterday, I got a message from Apple Music, and it tells you how many people have listened to your track. And it came up, and one person has listened, okay, one person in the last week. And do you know what? It was me. So saw it this morning. I was like, oh, for God's sake. There's nothing like, you know, bringing you down to earth with a bump. So, yeah, that did make me laugh this morning. One person listened and it was me. And when you see that, I mean, I've got people that get, like, you know, tens of thousands of listens. And it is lovely just to think that you've got tens of thousands of people listening. But I did laugh. But in between the sobbing, I did laugh this morning. So, anyway. Anyway, Beat Bakery are doing brilliantly. And I bet they've got loads of listens as well if they're out there. Also, Holly Berry features on this. This is a really hooky song. It's out now and it's called So Hot. Or actually, is it out? Yeah, it is.
I really want you. I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it? Oh,
you're still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.
On Blondes with WhatsApp, just came up to 10:16 on Phoenix FM. Here is Joby Fox. This is Falling, one of my favourite tracks from last year. Beautiful. Introduced to him by Joe Bailey on Drive Time. He was her guest, and we love him here on Phoenix FM. Check him out, Joby Fox. This is Falling.
Yeah. true. There I was, standing alone, no one else but you. Falling into your arms, it's all
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, unfortunately, the chocolate bar has gone. Here's the Eagles with Take It to the Limit. Is the Eagles with Take It to the Limit. Now, just having a quick look through the papers this morning. And the top story, you might have seen it this morning, tragedy, teens killed in a horror stabbing. It's just, I heard the news and it's just so tragic. 15 and 16, just gone. I don't know what we can do about knife crime in this country, and I think more of us, probably including myself, need to be a bit more proactive with, you know, just doing something. I really don't know what the answer is. It's just, if you live in probably certain parts of the country or certain parts of London, you know, people carry knives. I mean, it's just something that we need to be able to stop in this country, because, you know, people are, there's gangs, there's all sorts of things going on that really, I mean, probably, you know, where I am, I don't, it's not something I have, because I don't really go out. I only go out in the car. I wouldn't go out for a walk where I live anyway. Isn't that sad? Wouldn't go for a walk over the woods on my own. Yeah, just wouldn't, because you think about your safety. But this is just so sad. 15 and 16 year olds, and the sister and the mother of one of the boys was saying, what a beautiful, kind soul, one of a kind, and, you know, absolutely in shock. You don't expect your children to go out for an evening out and not to come back. So I think also in London, you know, there's lots of knife crime. We're going to have to try to get this sorted. I don't know whether it's lack of police. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, even if you have police on the streets, I mean, they're not like the American police that have guns, and we don't really want guns, do we, on our streets? That's one of the things. But you've got people, you know, heading towards you with a knife. I don't know what you're meant to, I don't know what they're, you know, what people are meant to do in these situations. I mean, you always try as an adult, and especially as a female, you always try to make sure if you go out for the night, you know how you're getting home. You're going to get a taxi, that you get one that's a, you know, you can ring somebody from the taxi and say, this is the car I'm in. You know, so you're always trying to plan to be safe, but it doesn't always, you know, you can be as safe as you like. You just happen to run into the wrong path of the wrong person. I just don't know what they're going to do about knife crime. I really don't know. There's got to be something done, because it is just these, and this is the ones that are reported in the papers. Don't forget, for every you know, story we read in the papers, there's probably loads more that never come. They'll be in the local papers, but they won't come to like the mainstream press. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can get somebody in from our local sort of police or something. If you do know any contacts there, I mean, I'm sure we do as well. But it'd be nice to have some sort of, you know, chat with them and see what sort of programs and things that they're running to try and help with knife crime. Here is Kylie to Hold On To Now.
Way out in the way out, the stars keep on trying to shine.
loving that song by Dua Lipa. That is her with Houdini. I've got a new jumper on today. It is in lilac. And do you know what? I had a flashback to an outfit, or this colour reminds me of something I had as a teenager. It was this colour, and I can't think if it was a skirt that I had, a little mini skirt in lilac. I did actually keep a little mini skirt that I had from back in the day. And I kept it just for sort of, you know, posterity rather. And I haven't got it out of the wardrobe for ages, but it is about a size 8. So it might go up one of my legs. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get it probably up to my knees now. But I did keep it. I can't. Do you know what? And the sad thing is, and we all do this, I thought at the time of wearing it, I was fat. And I wasn't. And isn't it dreadful that you look back on pictures and you go, all that time that you didn't want to go out, and you kind of thought, oh no, you know, my tummy will look a bit. Nothing there at all. But it's weird what we say. If only we could go back to our younger selves and just say, you look amazing. This is what you're going to look like, mind you. I don't know if you should do that, really. I'm personally like, oh, who are you, grandma? So I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, when I was younger and as a kid, I did kind of, maybe I didn't do as much as I could have done because I was always a bit nervous. Whereas now I really like this movement. I know they're all saying about, oh, you know, it's not great to be obese and you shouldn't be glorifying it, whatever. But there are people that are overweight. We're in a society where we've got food on tap all the time. So it's really difficult to keep your weight off. You know, if the government were that bothered, they'd be like stopping selling sweets. I mean, we'd go mad, wouldn't we? But anyway, there would be more tax on unhealthy food and less tax on the good food that you could eat, wouldn't it? I mean, that would make more sense, but there's not. And there wouldn't be like sugars and artificial sweeteners and all the things that you shouldn't really, they kind of mess with your body. You know, when you're having like a diet drink and it's not, and your body probably thinks it is having sugar, and it's all a bit chemical and a bit weird, isn't it? But I like the movement they've got at the moment, especially because it's come through really on social media, where people are saying, look, this is what you look like at the moment, okay? If you're overweight or underweight or whatever, and there's people on there with all sorts of disabilities as well, you know, whether they might have a limb missing, there's people with bad skin, there's people with alopecia, and it's good that you've got other people that you can see, and they just go, this is what we do. We go out, put our makeup on, we do whatever, or I take part in this and wear what you like. And I think that's a good thing on social media. I know they're going, oh, you can't have, like, you know, saying about it's great to be fat. Well, if you are big, then you are big and you've got to get about and do whatever it is. I'm using that as an example because I'm big myself. But it's never stopped me. I got up on stage and sung last night and it was lovely to do it. And you can't waste time worrying about that, you know. I mean, I'm probably bigger than I've ever been in the whole of my life. And I know other people, and it's lockdown. I think if you're middle-aged, lockdown really mucked up our systems because I was never this big. And then we had lockdown, and I think that's really affected a lot of my friends, actually, with weight issues and things. And then it's very difficult because your metabolism goes so slow to get the weight back off. Oh, I'm on it today, aren't I? It's only 10:44. Shall I do some traffic?
Phoenix FM travel news.
Give it a rest, Michelle. It's only Monday. Storming into Monday. Let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading down towards Lakeside is clear. And coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, up towards the M11, no issues. Along the A12, you've got a great run as well. And the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 are ongoing while they do the much-needed repairs. And there might be some nighttime closures there, but there will be some notification of that. Don't worry. Road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Gardens, both way from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. More traffic and travel in an hour. And now in about 45 minutes, I'll be chatting to Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. Can't wait to have a chat with her. And check out my interview with Twin, which I did last week, because she was a wonderful, wonderful guest to have on the studio. And I know she's been chatting to a lot of people in Brentwood. It's Roar Through Art, CIC, and she's the author of Hush to Roar. I did the interview last week. If you've not heard it, please check it out, all the W's, phoenixfm.com, because she was inspirational. Inspirational. If you think you're having a down day, or you know you want some positivity, listen to her, because she had she helps people that have had childhood abuse and sexual abuse. It could be verbal abuse, emotional abuse, or financial abuse. And through her war through art, she combines art, expressive writing, poetry, and dance and drama to a community of people whose mental fitness is transformed. So go and have a listen to that interview, because she was just absolutely amazing to talk to. And you can have a listen to loads more interviews there as well, because we've got so many fantastic presenters on Phoenix FM. I think there's about 38 of us at the moment, all putting out individual shows and content. Here's Rick Astley, Forever and More.
You came into my life like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
I feel a cold flush going from my hair and hey, and you know what?
I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now the party's on, everybody's saving. If you don't know anyone, you still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sun shined once again. And the sun shine, let the sun shine. Like the day, but without the daylight, we're glowing from within, all because the sun shined once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume, raise it up. Don't you ask me twice, you know I'm gonna dance, all because the sun shined.
Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now my mate Paolo is back, Paolo Moreno, and this is his brand new track, The God of Small Things.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandoning myself to the journey, let the destination go, and I pray to the God of God to some things that I will not be alone, that I will not be alone. Where are you? Where have you gone? And I'll pray
small things that I'll never be. Alone, overwhelmed with just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you? Small things that I'll never be alone. Where are you now? Where have you gone? And I'll pray to the God of small things that I'll never be, never be alone. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around. That I'll never be. Gather round, share the sound. Gather round, and you won't ever be.
Where are you now?
Just existing.
Where have you gone?
And I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone. Where are
that is incredible. Paolo Moreno there with the God of Small Things. I'll be back with more after the news. Here's Watercolours with Feel Tomorrow.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News. From